Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And it is the Sabbath day, September 18, 2021. And I greet every one of you in the ever-loving, ever merciful name of our Lord and Savior Yahushua HaMashiach. Folks, we are definitely, you know, we are here. Praise God for His mercies. I'm so sorry. Some reason I'm yawning. Praise God for His mercies. Thank God that we are here. We are here because God brought us to this moment in time. God brought us to this day in history. There are so many who have left us. There are so many who have gone on before us, and I pray that if any one of you have lost a loved one in the past 2 years, in the past year or so, that, you know, I pray that they found rest in the arms of the Lord. Because, folks, we don't want to die and wake up on the other side of eternity and realize that we are lost and we are separated from the Most High. Yeshua said there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. He said that not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And we have, especially in these days that we are living in, we have to pray like we've never prayed before. But folks, let me tell you something. I don't know if this is happening to you, but it's become so difficult. And it's becoming so difficult for me to even pray. It's becoming so difficult for me to even keep praying. You know, 10 years ago, I was able to. It was so easy. I couldn't wait to come home from work, and I couldn't wait for the night to come and everybody's asleep so that I can go in the room and close the door and pray and pray and pray. I couldn't wait to come before the Lord. I couldn't wait to spend time with Him. I couldn't wait to talk to Him in a private way. I mean, I would talk to Him while I'm walking, going somewhere. I would talk to Him while I'm washing dishes, while I'm washing my laundry, while I'm doing laundry, while I'm cleaning. I would meditate on His Word. I would meditate on Him 24/7. I would go to sleep at night and anticipate Him coming during the night for us, and I would wake in the morning and just sigh and like in a disappointment and say, the Lord haven't come yet, we are still here. I would just, at times I would just burst out crying, just burst out bawling because I'm so homesick. I miss the Lord and I want to go home. I would be so definitely so desperately homesick and just want to be to go home, and to the point where the Lord, I fell in love with God and the Lord would just show me so much, because you know, the draw nigh to the Lord and the Lord will draw nigh to you. Call unto the Lord and He will answer you. Seek the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and you will find Him. You know, and when we do that, the Lord, when we show that we love the Lord, when we love the Lord and we desire to be loved of Him, and we seek to keep His commandments. So, you know, Yeshua said that Him and the Father and the Holy Spirit are one. They will come and they will take up their abode with us. And the Lord showed me so much during those times. But these times, these days are getting so hard that the darkness is covering the earth and gross darkness to people. And you know, when the enemy sees that you are seeking the Lord and you're getting close to the Lord, he seeks to kill, to steal, and to destroy you. He seeks to kill your faith, to destroy your relationship with the Lord, and to steal your joy and your peace. And so he will send defectors in your way. He will send people. I did this show a long time ago, and he sent people through the talk radio to literally, these people are demonic people. They're demons, and he will send them to destroy you, to destroy your faith, to destroy your walk with the Lord if we are not careful. And unfortunately, I fell into that. The lie. And but God is good, and He's faithful to us, and He's. But it's hard. It's hard to come back. Then the Lord showed me so much during those times where I would go to sleep at night and I would dream and dream and dream. I would dream. There would not be a night where I would not have a prophetic dream. There hardly would be a day when the Lord have not revealed something to me. There hardly would be any day when I do not have a vision. And I remember meditating on God's love. I mean, I wasn't even meditating per se. I don't know what it was, but I was in love. That morning, getting ready to go to work, I felt this strong desire of love. Oh, I don't even know how to put it. I was in love. I am in love. That morning, I felt deeply in love with the Lord. I should put it that way. I felt deeply in love with the Lord, and that was such a deep, deep love that moment. Because I remember that one of my prayers was, Lord, I want to experience what it is to love you. I want to experience loving you, what it means to love you. I want to fall into a state of love with you. And I want to experience that. I remember that morning, getting ready to go to work, I felt that way. And I just cried out, Lord, I'm so in love with you right now. I don't know what to do with myself. I said, I feel so much love right now for you in my heart. I don't know what to do with myself. And I remember at that very moment when I said those words, I was taken out of time and into eternity. I was taken out of time and into eternity. I know my body, I know that I was still in the room. I was getting ready to walk. I know that I was still in the room, but my mind wasn't here. Or my soul wasn't here. I don't even know how to say it, but I wasn't here. I went into eternity, and I stood in eternity. And it's like I look around in eternity. I look up, and there was no up. There was no end. I looked down, and I was standing on nothing. I look around me, and it was a vast nothingness. And I looked down, and I was standing on literally emptiness. And there was no darkness, and there was no light. And it was endlessness. So I don't even know how to explain it in physical words, but this is the best that I can explain. So I was standing in eternity. Eternity is endlessness. There is no beginning or no end. That's how I felt standing there. I was standing in endlessness, in eternity. There is no beginning and no end. And as I stood there in eternity, there was a voice speaking to me. And the voice was asking me, are you ready to love him forever and ever for all eternity? Are you ready to be taught of him forever and ever for all eternity? Are you ready to learn of him forever and ever for all eternity? Are you ready to be with him forever and ever for all eternity? And eventually, are you ready to be made one with him forever and ever and ever for all eternity? And all I could say was yes, 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 I am ready. I'm ready to love him for all eternity. And false eternity is endlessness. It's forever. It never ends. There's no beginning and there is no end. And when we get there, when we get to be with Yeshua, what are we going to, and I know that this question has came up many times. What are we going to do in eternity with endlessness forever and ever? What is there to do? Well, as I stood in eternity, I was asked, we don't even know the meaning of loving God. We may feel a little inkling, like a little mustard seed of love, but that's nothing compared to really loving God. And I can't wait to really love God the way that I should. And we are so distracted in this world. We're so distracted in this life to the point where our attention and our love and our mind are just so divided into all different directions that we can't just focus in on loving the Most High God. And there is so much temptation here being separated from the Lord. And when we get to eternity, we are going to learn to love him really and truly in spirit and in truth. We are going to be taught of him. He's going to be teaching us, and we are going to learn of him forever and ever for eternity. And eventually, when the Lord sees we are ready, when it's time, and that may be a long, long, long time. There's no time in eternity, but I can only measure the moment that we are going to spend being taught of him and learning of him and learning to love him and learning to become one, in order to become one with him. It's going to be a long time before we become one with him. Because look at this. Look how Lucifer must have been for eons in eternity in heaven with the Lord. And look, he fell. He was perfect from the day he was created, according to Ezekiel chapter 28. He was perfect from the day he was created until iniquity was found in him. He let his brightness, his purity, his beauty get ahead of him. And he sinned, and he wanted to be like the Most High God. He wanted the praise that all the other angels were giving the Most High God and the adoration. And he sinned, and look at that. He didn't get to be made one with God. And the Lord knew. There was no way that he can be made one with God, because iniquity was found in him. And Look at all the other angels. Could you imagine the amount of time? Because the voice asked me, and eventually, are you ready to be made one with him? Like how Yeshua is one with us. Yeshua wants to be one with us, just like how Yeshua is one with the Father. We are going to be one with him, with Yeshua, with the Father. So folks, to make up our mind, to learn to love the Lord and to learn to trust him and to learn to depend on him. Well, I don't know where all of that coming from, but that just came out. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the destruction of God's temple. And folks, we know that I'm not talking about a physical temple. I'm talking about our body. Our body is the temple of the Most High God. Oh, Sage, my dog just put his mouth on my water bottle. Now I can't even drink it. Our body is the temple of the Most High God. And so, the enemy The enemy wants to destroy this temple that we are in. The enemy wants to destroy the temple of God. And he is doing anything and everything to make that possible. Today, folks, we are living in a time period unlike any other time in history. We are living, folks, if you're listening, if you would like to call in and say something, give a testimony, by all means, I would love for you to call in. But, folks, we are living in a time period unlike any other time in history. Oh, my God, these times are perilous times. We are living in these times where when Lucifer told Yeshua, when Yeshua fasted for 40 days and 40 nights and he ended his fast and the devil took him up on the high place and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and he told him that all of these kingdoms of the world, he said, look at them, huh, and the glory of them. He said, all of this is given into my hand. They are mine, and I gave it to whomever I will. If you bow down and worship me, all of this will be yours. For it has been given into my hands. And so, folks, the kingdoms of this world have been given into the hands of Lucifer. They're his. And he said he gave it, and the glory or the riches that comes with these kingdoms, he said, give it to whomever I will, if they bow down and worship me. Now, why do you think the leaders and the rulers of this world, why do you think they're so wicked and they're so evil? Because they have been, the kingdom or the nation that they rule have been given to them by their father, the devil. They are bowing down and worshiping the devil, demons, fallen angels. They have sold their souls, and they have sold the people over to Lucifer. And this is why they do all these wicked things. They have to sacrifice every time a new ruler comes into being. They have to do sacrifice unto Molech, unto the devil. They sacrifice the children. They sacrifice anything and anyone that they can put their hands on. And folks, Why do you think the nations of the world are in a rat race to destroy the temple of the living God? Our body is the temple of God, because Satan knows his time is short. He knows that the time has come to try to get back into the kingdom of heaven. Now, if you read Ezekiel chapter 14, not Ezekiel chapter 14, Isaiah chapter 14. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but if you read from verse 11 of chapter 14 of Isaiah, it said, "Thy pomp is brought down, or thy pride is brought down to the grave, and the noise of the of your fire, the worms is spread under you, and the worms is cover you. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?" So this, the Bible is talking here about Lucifer, who the one who we call Satan. And Isaiah had gotten this prophecy and said, "How art fallen from heaven?" He was a cherub. He was a bright, beautiful cherub that covered the throne of God. He was called Son of the Morning. "How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?" Now, why do you think the nations are at their knees? Why do you think the nations are weakened with diseases and sicknesses and wars and rumors of wars? And the government right now are enforcing this diabolical, evil, unclean thing to put in our body, because the nations are ruled by the wicked one, by Satan. Verse 13 says, "For thou hast said in thine heart, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God." So Satan is saying, "I'm going back into heaven. I'm going to exalt my throne above the stars of God, above the angels of God," because angels are called stars. "Above the angels of God, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north." So he is going back into heaven according to his thinking, according to his desire. He wants to go back into heaven. And he said he's going to go and he's going to ascend above the stars of God, above the holy angels of God. How is he going to do that? Only he alone knows. "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." So he wants to ascend above the heights of the clouds. And he said he's going to be like the Most High. And the Bible tells in verse 14, "Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." So I'm not going to go further than that right now. But, folks, the reason why I want to talk about this, the destruction of the temple, is that, you know what, I may have to read a little bit more, because it tells about Satan. Satan will become like man. He will be in a man's body. Verse 16 tells us, "They that see you shall narrowly look upon you and consider you, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms?" So now Satan is going to become a man. And the government of this world and the leaders and these pastors and all the people who were binding with the devil, and who actually were meeting Satan down in hell, and who were taking instructions from him, and were trying to sell their soul to the devil, and he present himself to be an angel of light to them, the powerful angel of light, because the Bible said that Satan can transform himself into an angel of light. They think that he's this powerful angelic being. They think that this is the alien. They talk about alien technology and all of that. Yeah, it's fallen angels technology. And so, you know, and now, when the Lord, in the end times, in these end times, and now the Lord is going to turn it around, they're going to look upon Lucifer and say, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? So these leaders, these world rulers, they're going to say, this is the man that caused us to destroy our people, that put it in our heart, that we were serving, that we think that we are going to live forever, and that we think that we are going to have this high position forever next to this man that did shake kingdoms, that made the world a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of the prisoners. All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But you, talking now about Lucifer, but you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, and as the remnant of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword that go down to the stones of the pit, as his carcass trodden underfoot. The Lord is saying to Lucifer, you are not going to be joined with these kings, with these rulers. You're not going to be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed the land, slain the people, so the seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Prepare slaughter for his wicked children, for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. I'm not going to read no more of that. But folks, it shows us here that Lucifer is planning on going back up into heaven. How is he going to do that? You know, everything the Lord do, Lucifer planned to do. Like, the Father came here as a spirit in the womb of Mary, and he became a man. He was still fully God in a man's body. And he died to set us free. He died so that we can be forgiven. He took on upon himself all our sins, all our transgressions and iniquities. And so he raised after the third day, the 3.5 days, and he ascended back into heaven. Now, Lucifer thinks that that's going to happen to him, because he decides that he's going back into heaven. And he thinks by becoming a man, he can die and resurrect and go back up into heaven. But the Bible tells us that he is going to be in the pit, in hell. So, folks, what am I talking about? The destruction of the temple of God. Our body is the temple of the living God. Our mind is his throne. It's the high place of God. Satan is looking for the God particle. He has been looking for the God particle for thousands of years. The Large Hadron Collider that was built in Switzerland a couple years ago was one of the things that the technology given by the fallen angels for man to go rip the fabric of space, to literally tear through the covering or the canopy or the shelter that the Lord, the firmament, I would say, ripped through the firmament of heaven. You know, it's a covering that the Lord put over earth to cover us, to protect us, and to keep the fallen angels from pouring through. You know, the fallen angels lives actually on the firmament of heaven. The firmament of heaven is the last heaven, or the last place after
the seven heavens, and then the firmament, and then the atmosphere, and then, you know, all the galaxies, and then the earth, and so forth. And so we are being protected from the fallen angels and whatever the Lord allows to come through, came through. And so the Large Hadron Collider was designed to tear through the fabric of time, of space, the firmament of heaven, so that, I guess, the other angels can come through. But they can't do nothing unless the Lord allows it to be done. And so what the Lord showed me is that Satan and his wicked children have been trying to break the code, the genetic code. Do you know why scientists for years have been manipulating our DNA? They have been doing genetic experiments for ages and ages. They haven't just started, folks. They have been doing genetic experiments, and they have been splicing genes with different animals and different species. That's why back in the day we had all these animals that was half human, half animal, mermaid, merman. We have a man. If you see the Sphinx, there is a lion head with a man's body, and then there is a goat head with a man's body, or a goat foot with a man's head, and we have all these mythological beings that look half human, half animal, half Sphinx, and, you know, the bird eagle's head with a man's body, and so forth. And so the enemy have been doing gene splicing, have been, you know, if you read where the Lord talk about the wheat and the tares, the wheat and the tares is a classic example of, while man slept, the enemy slipped in and he planted his own seed among the sons of men. And then, you know, they tried that with Genesis 6, when the sons of God, the fallen angels, came in unto the daughters of men, and they were doing that through sex. And the Lord God destroyed all those offspring, but they kept falling and they kept doing their thing. And you think that stopped? No. They try a different way. You may not see big, tall giants walking down the streets and eating each other, but they're still doing that, folks. Why do you think we have a blood bank? Why do you think everybody's going and giving blood? They think all of that blood going to sick people. And so, folks, you know, we have the fallen ones and the children of God, the wicked one, and man bonding together to create evil. And why we have Monsanto destroying the plants and the fruits and the vegetables that the Most High God created in Genesis 1, when he said that he created every herb-bearing seed and every fruit and every plant after their own kind, that it produced the seeds and the offspring after their own kind, that they may replicate, that they may reproduce and produce. Now, Monsanto came up with this godless thing where they take the seed out of the plant. Now you have seedless grapes, seedless oranges, seedless watermelons, seedless tangerines, seedless this and seedless that. And there is no more seed in most of the plants. And some of the plants that have seeds, it's like they're sterile. They cannot reproduce. And so this is what the enemy have been doing. We have Dolly the sheep that have been you know, that have been manipulated, and they're doing gene splicing, you know, to bring human. They're growing hair on a rat, and so this is what's happening, folks, in our world. But now they have taken it to a whole new level. Satan, not only that. Okay, let me segue back up. You take the food that we eat, the water that we drink, everything, the air that we breathe. They have been trying to taint, to manipulate, to destroy our body, our mind, our sixth sense, our third eye, that part of us that communicates with God. You know what? Adam and Eve walked the earth. And even with that, with Abraham and Isaac and them, and in the days of Noah, they lived for hundreds of years, and they were very, very close to the Most High God. And how do you think that happened? Why they were so, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, because God took him, he was so close to God. Why do you think that happened? Because the third eye was more open. Their third eye, that part in us that link us to God, that give us easy access to God, that cause us to want to see God and want to love God. But now, that third eye, that part in us, to our DNA, that link to the Most High God in our minds, have been calcified, have been tainted, have been, the enemy have been trying to destroy our connection to the Most High God, to the food that we eat, to the pollution and everything that we are eating. And this is why, you know, living in these big cities are this dangerous, because back in the day, our people, they lived in the field. They live off the field. They didn't have electricity. They didn't have running water. They used the water from the lakes, from the rivers, from the springs. They camped out. They eat the fresh fruit from the garden. Everything was fresh. They learned. The Lord showed them the herbs of the field and the leaves of the trees for the healing of the body and of the mind. But now everything is corrupted. Everything is corrupted. Now we have Big Pharma that stepped in, that started to play God. Big Pharma started to play God. And what is Big Pharma doing? They are making all these medications from the same things that the Lord created and gave to us. I believe they can make it pure. They can make it to the sense that it can heal us, but they don't want to heal us because that wouldn't bring money in their pocket. So they put other things inside these medications to give you side effects, to make you suffer other things so that they can make medicine for the other things that you're suffering. So in other words, you are a living, breathing guinea pig until you're dead. So they try to destroy your body to the same medication that should keep you alive. They're keeping you alive long enough to make money off of you. So you like a lab rat. So they doing all of this to destroy our minds and our body, because our body is the temple of the living God, and they have been trying to destroy our DNA, which has the genetic code, which is a link to the God particle that's inside of us that sends or receives direct communication from the Most High God. Like the Bible tells us, we must have the mind of Christ. How are we going to have the mind of Christ? And the Bible tells us also, say, Jesus Christ said, when we keep his commandments and do his will, he will come in us and he will take up his abode in us. How is Christ going to come and live in us? Our mind is the seat of God. It is where he come and sit and rule and reign, and our body is the temple. So when our temple is destroyed and our mind, the seat of God, is polluted and there is the entrance is cut off, now God cannot come and sit in there. We cannot consciously allow God to come and have his way with us because our connection is being slowly suffocated, cut off from the Most High God because of what we are putting in our body and what we are inhaling and all that and what the enemy is doing to us. So the enemy hates us so much. And we are a threat to the enemy that he will stop at nothing to destroy our body, to our DNA. Now, the vaccination that they're giving us for this COVID that they have developed themselves, they bring in this vaccination, this vaccine, to destroy our body even further, to destroy, to warp the genes, the DNA in us. That gene, that DNA that lead to the God particle in us. And what is a God particle? The God particle is that spark in us, that light. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1 that Yeshua is the light, that light everyone that come into the world. I remember the Lord said to me that when the war broke out in heaven and many of us doubted him, we have to come here in this flesh, on this journey, to work out our salvation. He said to me, he's going to send me on this journey in the flesh, and when I get there, I will not remember my former estate. But he has placed the light inside of me, and if I follow the light, I will find my way back to him. So, folks, we have this light inside of us. It's that God particle. It's that spark of God in us that Satan is trying to destroy. And so, because it's the connection to our Heavenly Father and our genetic coding, it's the blueprint, it's the telephone line that actually leads to that light inside of us, that spark of God. He is the light that lights every man that comes into the world. It is that spark of God that Lucifer wants to put out. He wants to shut that down so that we can't feel God, that we can't experience God, that we can't call out to God, that we have no more desire for the Most High God. Folks, the vaccine is a weapon against you and I who are the Lord. The vaccine is a weapon against us to destroy our relationship with the Most High God. It is designed to manipulate our DNA, our immune system. So it comes, the vaccine is here to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Folks, let us continue to seek God, cry out to him with fear. Because the enemy, our adversary, is as a roaring lion, seeking, searching, and hell-bent on destroying us, destroying our bodies, our mind, our walk with God, our connection to the Most High God. Now, this is all that I have for you tonight. I will chat with you again further on. Repent, 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 for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The coming of the Lord is near. Let us hold on to our faith like the three Hebrew men. Let us not bow to the enemy. Let us not bow to Pharaoh. Let us not bow to Nebuchadnezzar. Let us not bow to the world. Let us not bow to this world, but let us bow to the Most High God. Let us trust him with all our heart, soul, and mind. Because, folks, he is our life. He is our life. Now, happy Sabbath. A blessed Sabbath to each and everyone, and may God richly bless all of us as we continue on this journey back to him. Amen.